Dred and Migelski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. As it is Tuesday, we welcome in once again Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. And good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning.
So I know that today you want to address what Joe has been talking about, which is the recommended pause in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yes. So concern is being raised because out of the 7 million vaccine doses that have been given in the United States with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, there have been now 6 reports of a very rare type of blood clot. This involves the vein that drains blood from the brain. So the brain obviously has its own circulation. The blood goes up into the brain, supplying nutrients and oxygen, but then it has to leave the brain through what's called a cerebral sinus. It's not the same as your sinuses that you might get with hay fever problems, but this is a sinus where inside the brain itself. And that is an extremely rare type of place. That's an extremely rare place to have a blood clot. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has, the concern is that there's a link there, and it probably will come out in the end that there is a link because the AstraZeneca vaccine in Europe, which uses the same technology as the Johnson & Johnson, has also been associated with the same blood clot. About 25 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been given in Europe, and there's been about 170 cases of these rare blood clots. So currently in the United States, the FDA and CDC have called for a pause in using that vaccine until further time when matter can be really studied. Right now it's unclear if the vaccine is the cause of these, but most likely it will be concluded that. As I said, the related vaccine, AstraZeneca, has already been concluded in Europe that there is an association with this rare blood clot.
Right.
Now, what does that mean for us out here on the coast? So the vast majority of vaccines that have been given so far do not use the technology of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and are either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. And those are a completely different type of vaccine. The technology is completely different, as we've talked about before. Those are a messenger RNA vaccine, while the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccine use a virus that's been engineered. It's a benign virus that's been engineered to deliver the vaccine substance. So very different vaccines, very different technology. And, of course, that's the reason why the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a one-time shot while the other require two shots. This is very unfortunate because for a couple of reasons. One is I think people have been already concerned about vaccines in general, and then specifically the COVID vaccine. There's a lot of hesitancy to get vaccinated. Concerns that that research was rushed to get it through the emergency use authorization program. And I think that this is very unfortunate because of concerns that may now become more significant in people's minds. Also, it's concerning because the Johnson & Johnson, being a one-time shot, has a lot of advantages from a public health perspective, because we could use it for, say, migrant farm workers. That's what, you know, who may have a hard time coming back to the same location a month later to get the second shot, or the homeless population, or other populations where, you know, just giving one shot is preferable because of the logistics of trying to track a person down for the second shot a month later. So we'll have to see. It's unclear whether this would result in actually pulling the vaccine completely off the market. 6 out of 7 million is a rare complication. but obviously it is a serious complication. I know the FDA and CDC are taking this very seriously.
Well, I know that CVS and Walgreens said today they're going to immediately stop giving vaccinations with Johnson and Johnson. So it does seem those are two major sources for the vaccine, so that's going to help. Doctor, any comment about the fact that all six were women between 18 and 48, and the symptoms didn't show up until 6 to 13 days after the vaccination?
We know that women who are in the years of life where they're producing estrogen do have certain blood clotting abnormalities or differences, I should say, than, say, women who are postmenopausal or men. And so I'm just guessing that it's going to have something to do with that.
All right. And then the reaction 6 to 13 days after vaccination, is that normal no matter what vaccine we're talking about? It takes that long to get a negative reaction?
I don't think we've ever seen this kind of reaction to a vaccine before. This is completely new and previously unheard of. So I think it'll be something that has to be figured out further.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly there are, one of the key pieces to this puzzle is that the platelets, which are part of the blood clotting process, the platelets are dropping in these people. They have very low platelet counts.
Mm.
And the lifespan of a platelet in circulation is about 7 days. So my guess is it has something to do with that.
All right. Okay. Doctor, thanks very much for jumping on this, because this just broke overnight, and to be able to have you, perfect timing here to get you on the air this morning to give us some more of a detailed explanation about what is going on and what we think is going on. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Yes, and I write the Miller Report on Tuesday afternoons, and so I'll spend today researching this more, and I'll put out some more detail in this week's Miller Report.
Great. Doctor, thank you very much for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.